You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me, once again, my friend and colleague, Chen Lin. And Chen has been on this show a number of times, not nearly often enough, I might add, but really glad to have him back again. Thanks for joining me, Chen.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, and you're talking to me today from the Denver Gold Show, I guess. And how are things out there in terms of gold? Is there a lot of pessimism, a lot of people feel like, maybe they should just give up on gold mining?
Well, the conference is well attended. You know, I've met so many people, and there are not many new ideas, okay? A lot of those are just old companies. You give an update, you talk to management, went through many, many meetings. In general, some people are pessimistic, as you said, but some people are optimistic, right? I went there with open mind and trying to look for opportunities. That's what I'm, that's what I'm good at. So
I went
through the conference. I can tell you one of the great opportunities seems to be a novel resource that's mm-hmm. been discussed many times on your radio show, and then we discussed that before.
Yes, and I think you spent a fair amount of time with Dr. Quentin Henning, didn't you, when you were up there at the show
exactly.
at Beaver Creek?
He graciously gave me two meetings. We went through over an hour to go through every aspect of that. I think there were excitement. I mean, from the management, there was exciting announcement because they just acquired, they have been looking at this for years, and then they finally announced they're closing another deal on the east side, right? The significance of that deal is the deal has production license. Think about it. Right now, the current purchase reward at all the other places, they need to apply for a production license. Production license require you need to work with the Aboriginal to give them a royalty. You need to have a resource report to prove that you have a goal there, which is actually, it's the most difficult part of it because it's very nuggety, right?
Yes.
So the good analogy for Novo's claim is like diamond. It's a lot of nugget there.
Yeah.
And then you really need a mine to trial mining to give you the confidence the gold is there. And then they were at least a couple of years away from their current concession. Now they have this one they've been going after for years. And then they have mining license on that. They can go trial mining next year. Next year they can be a producer. And that's great news. But unfortunately, the video broken, right? On the internet, last year, a Novo resource exploded when they show the video, but this year the internet is not working somehow. All the traders are waiting for the video, didn't see anything, so they sell it down.
Yeah,
Novo was down 20%.
Yeah, we were told actually that there would be a live feed for Quentin's address there, and then there was nothing, and the website said you're going to have to wait a few days before it's available. So I guess that was a disappointment. Chen, the deal they just did, the new ground where they have the license to go ahead and mine, is that quite a ways away from Purdy's Reward and Comet Well, the two areas that they had been exploring?
It's some distance. It has at the eastern end of the basin, okay? And then, but they have been following because they signed the agreement, exclusive agreement, 6 months, right? So they can watch the claim owner mining. They can see how did they how did they mine those, how did they get the gold out, and they even went there to pan the gold of their tailing, make sure the gold there is consistent with what they have in Purdy's Reward. Actually, their nugget a little bit bigger than Purdy's Reward, which is kind of interesting, but it's very similar. So then they got that with the license, and then they can mobilize and start mining next year and have the revenue come in.
And
the grade there minimum is half an ounce per ton. You know, where you find this kind of grade, open pit.
That, of course, that's to be that's to be established yet. We don't know that, do we, Chen, yet? I mean, the half
that, a... But they, yeah. So far, they've been a few places that have been done at least or higher. Right? So,
now, you're talking about the new ground that they just acquired through this acquisition, right? And they own 100% of that, Chen?
They own 100%. They have some royalty to Aboriginal people, which you need to do that when you apply for the production license anyway. So, but they already come with production license. They can get to the, you know, they can shovel ready, right? They can start. And then they made a lot of progresses in how to separate those nuggets. So it's all there. They've done years of research. It's getting close.
That's
a very good opportunity to pick up some Novo shares.
Yeah, that's. I think you indicated you might be doing that today, and I know I picked up a few after I talked to you yesterday. Anyway, I'm really happy that you got a chance to talk to Quentin. He'll be coming on this show sometime in the near future, I'm sure. I'm happy about that, Quentin, because, you know, Chen, it's still my largest holding, and I'm very pleased. Okay, let's get on to a couple of the other ones you met up with, I guess, Camino Minerals. Trades in Toronto, COR is a symbol. It's around 14 cents, only 57.6 million shares. So it's a very low cap company. They're a Peruvian copper target, I guess. Los Chapitos, I think, is the name of the property. Is that, what do you know about that, and why do you want to highlight that one?
This stock is not just copper. They also have some gold. Okay, and then it used to be over $2. I think a year or two ago.
Yes.
And then they came straight down because, you know, investors seem to lose interest of that project. But but they continue to do the work. The management was very smart. They raised money when the stock was much higher. So they had money. They done all of this groundwork. And now they seem to have to fund where the big target is. And they seem to have a target all over the whole mountain. Potentially, they can start drilling very soon.
Very good. So we can look for some news.
And then the stock is a very simple story. And then what I like, Ken McNaughton, who was running the company, he's the largest shareholder. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like this kind of situation. And an honest guy, and then put his money on the line. And, the same as shareholder.
Yeah, he has a very good reputation, a very solid geologist, very well regarded, I know, in the among the community, the mining community. Anything else you want to tell us about that one? I think it's got some gold too, right? A gold, copper. I know it's in the IOCG belt.
I just want to mention that the stock dropped more than 90% in the past year. And then, the investors, well, there's no hope. You look at the market cap, but they seem to be on the edge of the discovery.
Yeah. Well, that's one we'll have to keep our eyes on. Switching into the biotech sector, which is one of your strong points, I would say, where you've made most of your money in the last couple of years, right? So OncoSec Medical, ONCS, $1.53 in U.S. money, only 51.9 million shares. I guess that's they're looking really to develop a novel immunotherapy cancer treatments, right? And what can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, exactly. Last time I mentioned the stock was trading like 10-15% lower. I'm glad maybe some of your listeners and some of my subscribers that they start picking up the stock. From what I've seen, I've been in biotech for so many years, this looks like a kind of no-brainer. I visited them about a week ago. They have an office, very humble office in Pennington, New Jersey. And I met the management and the team. It's a very interesting company. The story is very short, okay? Put it very short. Right now, the market cap is about $100 million. Last time we talked about it, $90 million, not $100 million. Okay, they try to enhance the cancer treatment, right? So they have two JV, two joint research sponsored by Merck. Okay, one is for the triple-negative breast cancer, one is for melanoma. Okay, so either of them successful, it was at least $1 billion. Why? Because there was already a case this year. Eli Lilly bought a company competitor of theirs, Armo, for $1.5 billion cash. Okay. So they're doing those two trials. The initial data will come out at San Antonio with early December this year. And then major data will come out. One is the first half of next year, one second half of next year. So, two shots on goal. They're fully funded. They recently done financing $1.50, no warrants, right? Last time we talked about it, we're trading at below $1.50. Now we're trading above $1.50. It's just a fire. You basically, the largest shareholder you buy today is the same price of largest shareholder putting a few months ago. Why is a few months ago? Why is a few weeks ago? So it's a very interesting situation.
And you know these people quite well, I guess. And that's one of the things I should tell my listeners, Chen, is that when you get involved in these companies, you are very involved with them. You learn to know the managements. You look them in the eyes. You can sense a lot about them and their personalities and stuff. These are intangibles that doesn't show up in the stock chart. But I mean, you can't see them from the technical stuff or from the scientific data, but the intangibles and the people, you learn to know them very well. I think that's very important. Well, with just a couple of minutes left, I want to ask you about Valera Energy, VLE, trades in Canada under that symbol, 86.1 million shares, $4, a little over $4 Canadian earlier this morning. An oil and gas exploration company, producer as well in Turkey, Chen, or just exploration?
It's exploration and now going to produce probably next year, getting the producer status. Their partner is the largest Norwegian company, like one of the largest in the world, Statoil. And the last time we talked, I was buying at $3 Canadian, just about $3. Now it's $4. I'm glad it went up like 30%. I hope some of your listeners pick up some share of the three. The recent news was there's geopolitically with Turkey, U.S. seems to be getting a little bit better, and people seem to be in a better mood investing in Turkey. Okay, that's one of the things. Another was when they start to test run. Okay, they start test run, they'll reopen up the four zones, start to produce. At the beginning, production was not as good as people thought, so there was a little bit people worry about. But I talked to management, it seems that they people worry about water. They don't believe it's water. There are any water there, but they need more time to test it. So all these stuff, juniors go up and down. You just need to have a good spot to buy low.
Right, and you have to be patient sometimes. That's another thing you have to do. Well, Chen, we're just about out of time. If you can, maybe 30 seconds or so, tell us a little bit about Acasti Pharmaceutical. They're involved with cardiovascular disease approach, a novel approaches to helping out with those problems. What can you tell us real quickly about about Acasti?
Exactly. Thanks. Yeah, this stock I invest in for 5 years, so I know it's very, very well. I know the space very, very well. This Monday, there's a big news that came out, right? It could reduce it. So what they found that they can, by taking those lower cholesterol drugs, you can reduce your heart attack by 25%. Okay. Before, the Acasti was a nightmare for investors because they're undercapitalized. No investor wants to put money in because they saw that the market is saturated. Now you see you can reduce heart attack by 25%. The market immediately opened up. This is like a Valera moment when Valera was trading at $1. Right? I told this driver, that's the time to buy. This is the same because at that moment, this Acasti value has increased at least 10, 20, 30 fold. But market doesn't appreciate that. They only increased like 30, 40%. And the company needs to do financing. My advice is wait a little bit, let them do financing, and then you use your pick a spot to pick up your share, buy more shares.
All right. Is this the company that uses krill?
Yes, uses krill. That's a major difference than what we have in the market right now. Scientifically, if you've been in there for 5 years, I know that they're just 6 times more effective than fish oil. Okay, so it's easier to be absorbed by the human body.
I see. All right. Well, we'll have to leave it go at that, Chen. Thanks so much for sharing your insights and your knowledge about these companies. Always a pleasure to have you with us, and we'll have to do it again sometime real soon. Thanks again. Well, folks, we do have to go to break now. Don't go away. Alistair MacLeod will be with us to discuss the next credit crisis and the most pragmatic way to prepare for it. And I'll be right back with Alistair MacLeod, so don't go away.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
often referred to as one of the best teams in junior gold exploration, having discovered a 5 million ounce gold mine and sold a second company amidst discovery, the management behind Orin Resources now has a world-class exploration portfolio within Canada and Peru, projects that give the company one of the largest direct pipelines for major discoveries globally, with one of the deepest technical teams to explore them. Entering into its third year of aggressive pursuit, Orin is expecting results from two of their major projects throughout the rest of this year. For the latest, head to orinresources.com and subscribe.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.